You might not know Cincinnati was founded, at least in part, by Colonel Robert Patterson in 1788. He was also the founder of Lexington, Kentucky, and his grandson was John Patterson, the guy who formed National Cash Register up in Dayton. But the Pattersons aren't the only famous Cincinnati family to help found Dayton. Perhaps you've heard of the Wrights? Stephen Wright is the great-grandnephew of Wilbur and Orville Wright. You know, the two brothers that built the airplane? He talks about how his family first came to Cincinnati.
The families that formed my ancestry, the Wrights included, came together in the Ohio Valley here. They were all here for the same reason. They had all been awarded land grants for having fought in the Revolutionary War. And they converged on this area down the Ohio River by flatboat to Los Santaville, which was to become modern-day Cincinnati.
But the Wrights' ancestors, along with some other first-wave Cincinnatians, didn't stay in town too long. They left to go on another expedition, about 50 miles north.
In 1796, there were three parties traveling from Cincinnati. They all started out from Cincinnati at roughly the same time, within about a month of each other, and ended up here on the shores of the Great Miami River in what was to become Dayton, Ohio, to stake their claim on this new land. It's believed that Catherine Benham Van Cleve Thompson was the first white woman to set foot on the shores of what was to become modern-day Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton grew a lot in the next 100 years. By the turn of the 20th century, its population had exploded from a little group of Cincinnati settlers to over 85,000 residents. And then in 1896, a century after the Wrights' relatives came up on that boat from Cincinnati, Dayton held a major centennial pageant. There was a huge parade, a carnival, and the great-great-grandsons of that first woman off the boat took part too. Their names were Wilbur and Orville Wright. They were printers and they had a bike shop too. That year, they unveiled their first bike, the Van Cleve.
They had been assembling bicycles in their shop from off-the-shelf parts that they could buy from other manufacturers. They decided, well, we might as well just go into the business of manufacturing them ourselves. We can make more money that way. So one of the first bikes they introduced, they named after Catherine Van Cleve in tribute, and it just so happened that this was the centennial year, so it was the perfect timing.
About this time, Wilbur read about the famous German aviation pioneer Otto Lilienthal. He died in a gliding accident. Wilbur later recalled that his own active interest in aeronautical problems dated back to the death of Lilienthal in 1896, the year of that centennial celebration. Then only a few years later, totally self-funded and working only part-time, the Brilliant Brothers built the world's first airplane in the back of their West Dayton bike shop.
This primitive kite made aviation history. With this first catapulted takeoff, man's age-old dream of flight became a reality.
On December 17th, 1903, a little over a century after their great-great-grandmother first trailblazed Southwest Ohio's wilderness, Wilbur and Orville Wright uncovered the secrets of the birds. Two Dayton brothers, two trailblazers in their own right, whose hometown and ancestry can both be traced to the city of Cincinnati.